Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute employs a variety of technologies and activities to help determine changes in biodiversity. Along with observations in the field, there's also surveillance through geospatial means. And all of this information is used to create maps which track how humans are changing the landscape over time. Jahan Kareva manages the ABMI's Geospatial Center.
There are various means that we use within the Geospatial Center. One of them is, for instance, aerial photos or high-resolution photographs. There is also satellite imagery. Then there are also some specific images and products that would be obtained when we flew drones. For our land cover product, we use aerial photographs as their base layer, which we use to interpret the land cover and vegetation. And for the human footprint, we use satellite imagery. We collect information on biophysical features, which will include terrain characteristics or vegetation or wetland boundaries.
Jahan Kareva says geospatial information is gathered on several scales, from province-wide to site-specific. Thanks today to the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.